We had learned yesterday that a machlokes between Abaye Mishmei Rav Nachman and Rav Mishmei Rav Nachman, what the Shir Amma is. Abaye Mishmei Rav Nachman learned that it depends. Amma Suke Amma Smovoi Amma Bas Hamisha Amma Skloim Amma Bas Shisha Ammais Beshisha Ammais. And the reason for this is because you go lechumre. And Rove b'shem Rav Nachman said pshat that kol amos bashisha, all the amos are bashisha. That means by mavoi and sukkot also bashisha. Elalolo soichakais valolo atzvais. But the amo by sukkot and mavoi is atzvais. That means the agudlim are one next to the other, and the amma of kloyim is soichakais. That means that there's a small space between each agaydul, comes out a hatsi etzba larger, an amma of soichakais over an amma that is atzvais. And we hear in the sugya that the reason of these dimensions is because you go lechumre. And we heard that the Baal HaMoir says, according to Rava also, you go lechumre. For example, let's say by Kloyim, when it comes to Dalad Amish al Avodas HaKerem, so you need a large Dalad Amish. You'll need a Dalad Amish of Seichekais. When it comes to another Inyan, let's say Taisus brought down an Inyan of a Pirtze, if there's 10 Tvachim, it has a Teiras Pirtze, it is Ois Pesach, Till 10 amis it is a Pesach, more than 10 amis it is a Teiras Pirtze. So this 10 amis you will measure with, let's say according to Rove, ba'amois atzvois you'll measure, because here the Chumre is that to say that more than 10 amis, more than small 10 amis, it is a Teiras Pirtze, and it will be also. Rabbi Keveger in the Goin Yaakov Klera Shaila, let's say if you'll have a combination of these two by Kloy. Let us say as follows. You'll have a Pirtze of 10, a little bit more than 10 Amis of Amis Ktanis. That means according to Abaye, it's Amis of 5 Tvachim. According to Rove, it's Amis of 6 Tvachim, but it's Atzvais. So now the halach is, since it has a teiras pirtze, so now you have to be marchik from the pirtze dalad amei shalavei desaker. So klat Rabbi Keveger, how large does these dalad ames have to be? So we said dalad amei shalavei desaker, so there you go lechumre, it is not considered dalad ames, so you have big dalad ames. In fact, Rabbi Keveger, but here we have a meiridike memonavshech. That means the Maman Hemshech is as follows. If the shir is smaller Amis, some Emele, so then smaller Amis should be sufficient for the Dalad Amis Shal Avodas HaKerem also. If you're going to tell me you need bigger Amis, some Emele, so if you need bigger Amis, so then there's no Pirtze. There was only a Pirtze of 10 small Amis. That means when there's no conflict between one and the other, so then we go lechumre, that we don't know how big the pirtze is to be. So you say, there's a pirtze more than 10 small amis, that's a pirtze. By avodas hakerem, you need a big dalad amis. But when there's a conflict, there's a memonavshech, so then you can't tans until chasnes, Rabbi Keveger says. Then lechoyre, memonavshech, if you need big amis, so there's no pirtze. If you say there is a pirtze because there's small amis, or if there's small amis, so then dalad amis shall avoid this akam should also be small amis. That is one tzad in Rabbi Keveger and in the Goyin Yaakov. Then another tzad, Rabbi Keveger wants to say that could be the halacha was given, not me sofik I machmer. That was the halacha. Any halacha that is, if there's a chumre in large amis, so the halacha is it's large amis. If there's a chumre in small amis, the halacha is it's small amis. But not that misafik, since I don't know what halacha is, I go lechumre. No, that's how it was nimso the halacha. that lechumre, the all the chumres are whatever the chumre will be, you'll be small amis or large amis. That's the second tzad of Rabbi Kevegir, and Rabbi Kevegir is mitzadid like the first tzad, that you only machma misafik, so a case when there'll be a memonim shech, lechayre, one should not need both chumres. Meisve, kol amish sha'amru chachamim, we hear a baraisa. Kol amish amru chachamim ba'amo bashisha. All amis are an ame bashisha. Ubilvad shelo yehu mechuvones. It shouldn't be mechuvones. All amis are bashisha, but it should not be mechuven. Kede mefarish va'ozul, sotrashi shiu amis kloyim seichakois, vishalmovi vesuke atzvois. So Memele, so this Barais is L'chayra duplicate copy of the Memra of Rove B'Shem Rav Nachman. Is B'Shloim El Rove, that would it say Shloim Yehem B'Chubonais, Olam is Abashi Shetvachim, Ki Heichid L'Hevyen Halolu Seichekois, Halolu Atzvois. So it's very good. Elo L'Abaye Kashe. But according to Abaye, what is Abaye going to do with the kol amei she'omru chachamim ba'ame ba'shisha? Abaye holds amis movi v'sukar abas chamisha. Elo l'Abaye koshe. Oma l'cho Abaye eime amas kloyim ba'amo ba'shisha. That what it says, kol amois. Ba'amo ba'shisha, shamu chachami ba'amo ba'shisha, kol amois bekloyim. Let us see Rashi. Elo labaye kash, odiktoni kol amois ba'amo ba'shisha, bekel. The other amis, you measure with five tvochim. Eima amas kloyim ba'amo ba'shisha, bochiko. Kol amois she'omru bekloyim, all amis which are negeya bekloyim. Ba'amo ba'shisha. There should be ba'amo ba'shisha. Ubilvad shelo yehu mechuvonis. In another chumre. It should not be mechuvonis. So what does mechuvonis mean? Mitzumtzomis. It shouldn't be a mitzumtzum dika'ame elo gedoilis bitfochim seichakois. That is how Rashi learns pshat nabaye. So he's the so the kol is, he speak, the kol is kailal, all the ames be'inyin kloyim, they should be bashisha, ubilvad, that they should be seichakais. It should be seichakais. The ritve, the taisis harosh does not like the lotion of bilvad. That means, what is the Baraisa telling us? The Baraisa is telling us that all the Amos of Kloyim are six Tvachim. And now another thing. V'oid, it should have said. V'oid, shalai yehu mechobonis. One chumra, it has to be abashisha. And another chumra, it has to be seichekais. What's ubilvat? Ubilvat shalai yehu mechobonis. So he says, pshat, ubilvat shalai yehu mechobonis. Elo mehem bas hei, u mehem bas vov. That means, since we are saying that all amis of kloyim avov, so you're going to assume that all amis of kloyim avov, lekulet also be vov. Let's say the case of Pirce Teisvus case, or the Gemara's case of Ritzufim, you'll also cheshbin with a amo bas vov. So bovachle hey mechuvonis ela mehem bas hey u mehem bas vov ula chumre. You'll always go lechumre. So that's ubilvat. Not that it means you should be seichekais. I'll be void ubilvat. That means you have to take. I said kol amis with a grain of salt. It is only six tvachim when it is lechumre. When the chumre will be five tvachim, then there'll be five tvachim by kloyim also. Frag de Gemara, so what are you telling me, Abaye? You're telling me that the member of the Tanakame called Amois is speaking about Amois Kloy. Well, me diktoni seifer, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, kol Amois ha'omru chachomim bekloyim ba'amo ba'shisha. Ubalvat Shiloh Yehu Mitzum Tzomis. He says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel seems to be saying what you said in the Tanakhama, that all the Amis of Kloyim should be Bashisha, but they should not be Ubalvat Shiloh Yehu Mitzum Tzomis. Mechlal the Tanakhama, Kol Amis Koma. The Tanakhama is talking about Kol Amis. Yeah, is not schwer. Amalocha Abaye. I hear, you're right. That it seems if Rav Shimon Gamliel says specifically Kloyim, and the Tanakhama says Kol Amis, vice is the Tanakhama speaking about all Amis. So Mamela, Amalocha Abaye, Vlav Miike Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Koi Kevosi, Ano, the Omrik Rav Shimon Gamliel. So the machlokes tanoim, the Tanakhama taka holds the way Rav said Mishmei de Rav Nachman, but I hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel that the Amis of Kloim are Bashish and the Amis of Movi and Suke are Bas Chamisha. Zuk the Gemara la Baye vaday tanoi. According to Baye, kemezach nishta istrei. The zicha machlokes tanoim, the kol Amis of the Tanakhama means afilu the Amis of Amo of Suke and Movi. L'rove mi leima tanoi, but do we have to say also according to Rove that it is a machlokes tanoi? That means that according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, only Amis Kloyim is basbov tvorim, but the Amis Suke Movi are basay tvorim. Omer l'cho Rove, no, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is not choylik on the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is meforish the divrei the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, ho osa lashminam. He wants to tell us that the Amas Kloim lo yitzamtzim. That's what he wants to tell us. He wants to tell us that the Amas Kloim, one should not be mitzamtzim the Amas Kloim, and it should be seichekoyis. That means that Tanakam is said that all Amas are six tvachim, but they're not mechuvin. That means some are soichekais, and some are atzvais. So, but the Tanakhama did not give us guidelines, which ones are soichekais and which ones are atzvais. Is memele, so Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is coming to tell us, ho, asalashminim. Amas kloyim lo yitzamtzim. He's telling us amas kloyim lo yitzamtzim. Frek de gemore vileimo amas kloyim lo yitzamtzim. Okay, so let him say, Amas Kloim lo yitzamtzim. Why, ba'amo ba'shisha lamuti mai? He's saying two statements of Shimon Gamliel. He says, b'kloim, b'vach lo yitzamtzomis. But he says another vote. He says, ba'amo ba'shisha. Kolamisha b'kloim ba'amo ba'shisha. I mean, that the Tanakhama said everything is Bama Bashisha. And he's just being moisev b'kloim, it should be soichakois. So why is he moisev? Ba'amo ba'shisha, that kloim is amo ba'shisha, I mean, everything is amo ba'shisha. What did Rava do with this? If Rava holds, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds like him? My lav lamuti amasuke va'amas movi. So Vaistois, he's being madgish that amas kloim is ba'shisha, but there are other amas which are bas chamisha. And that means amasuke va'amas movi. So the Gemara says, Loi, Amas Movi Vamas Sukes Bashisha. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel wants to tell us, but there are Amos which are Bas Chamisha, Amo Yisoit, Va'amo Soivet. Tachsiv, it says in the Posek, Be'eila Midois Amizbeach, Bo Amos, Amo Votoifach, Vechei Ko Amo, Va'amo Roichav. Ugvula el svosa soviv zeres echot. Ze gav hamizbeach. Cheika amo ze yisoit. Va amo reichev ze soivev. Ugvula el svosa soviv eilu hakronis. Ze gav hamizbeach ze mizbeach hazot. Now we'll see Rashi to explain this pasuk. Zot Rashi. Le'abaye vaday tanoi loy motzi luk mila rabbonin kevosei the kol ames kamri. If we see Rav Shimon Gamliel speaking about ames kloim, so then Moisev kol ames means kol ames. The rove milay matanoi. Mi amrina Rav Shimon Gamliel poligale. Rav Shimon Gamliel schoilek on the tane kama. Lemeima, the way Abaye said, ames kloim ba'ama ba'shisha. Aval shar ama is gegein suke umovi ba'ama ba'shamisha. Oy dilme. Perushi kamefores Rav Shimon Gamliel lemursayu derabot. Shimon Gamliel is explaining divrei derabot. Da omri uber ba'at shleyei mechuvones. That what? That the all armies are bashishe, but they should not, they're not the same. The yesh mehem seichekois, the yesh mehem atzvois. Uloi pirushu eizem mehem seichekois, the eizem mehem atzvois. But also iu lefrushe. So now, Rav Shimon Gamliel came to explain which are seichekois. Tahanach dekloim levi seichekois. Kedektoni ubelvat shalayu mitzum tzomis, but shouldn't be a mitzum tzum deka ame bashisha, should be seichekos. Lahochi itker kloim, that's why he mentioned kloim. He mentioned kloim to tell us that in the mechuvonis and not mechuvon, that kloim is the seichekos. V'loi lemu'utei shar amois liois benois chamisha. Doesn't want to be madgish kloyim is bashisha and others abas chamisha. Elumitinu the loylevi seichekais. That's the meat. Amos kloyim is seichekais, and the other amos are bashisha, but atzvois. So the Gemara asks, so why does he have to say that it is bashisha? Why does he have to say that amos kloyim is bashisha? All amos are bashisha. So the Gemara says, why did you say Bashisha? So the Gemara says that it is not coming to be Memayit Ames Movoi Vesukin, it's coming to be Memayit Ames Yesoid Vamas Soibit. The Lav Benois Shisha, that they are not Shisha. Before we'll go into the psukim, let just, we should know what we're speaking about. Let us look in the Perish Chai for 1 minute. The Perish Chai on page 4 explains what the Chiddush of the Pasuk is. Now, on page 4, at Seal 20, we have as follows. Here's here, there's an Aleph, which is the Goiva of the Yesod. The goiva of the yesod is heitvachim. Beis is an ama of heitvachim. Beis is the knise of the yesod. This ama is an ama bash shishatvachim. So that what the pasuk says, that we're speaking about vecheik ha ama, cheik is the yesod. We're speaking about the goiva of the yesod, that is an ama bas heitvach. The knise, we're not speaking about that. The knise is a normal ama bas voftvach. Now, gimel, we have that the height of the mizbeach as it goes up, that is hey ames, and this is an ama bas shishatvach. The pasuk doesn't speak about the height of the mizbeach of hey ames. Then we have the seivei. Now the soive we have over here, the knisa of the soive, that's called the reichet. So here the knisa of the soive is an amma bas heitvach. Then we go up another gimel amis. This is amis of vovtvach. And then we have the krones, which are an amma al amma, and the krones are also bas heitvach. So memela we have here in this picture, we have here three chalokim of the Mizbeach, which have amis of five tvochim. The krones, which the oirich and the reichem are five amis. The knisis ha-soivev, that's dalad, which is five amis. And the goiva of the yesod, which is also five tvochim. This is the rest of the midois of the Mizbeach are above tvochim. Now we'll see how it is mavur in the post. Loyla muhute amas yesod v'amas soiviv delav benoy shishay. This, I'm sure, but this everyone is moider that it's bas chomish. Be amois amo amo v'toifach. So the pasuk says ve'elu midas hamizbeach. These are the midas of the mizbeach. But amois amo v'toifach. So what does that mean? So Rashi says like this: ba amois ktanois. Ba'ad the midas of the mizbeach are amois ktanois. Bas chamisha. That's the taish of amois ktanos. Now, how does the pasuk explain that it's a bas chamisha? Sheyesh ba'ama basvov beininitz. If you'll take a amo basvov, so this will have an amo v'toifach mi'elu. So an amo basvov is an amo ktane plus another tefach. So that is pshat in the pasuk. Ve'elu midas mizbeach ba'amos ktanos. Which are amos ktanos? If you take an amo beininitz, which is vov, so that will be an amo v'toifach of an amo ktanos. That's the first mahalach in Rashi. Chayk, now which, so we say the midas hamizbeach are measured by amois ktanos. Which midas of the mizbeach are measured by amois ktanos? So the first one is chayk ha'ama. Chayk ha'ama nimdad by amois ktanos. That's the yisod. V'chein amo roichet. And that's the soivet, the knisa of the soivet. V'chein gvuloi al svosoi zeres ha'echot. That's speaking about the kronis. Zegav ha'mizbeach kulon ba'amis ktanis halol. Now we'll start explaining. Cheik ha'amo ze yisot. Cheik al shem shuhu chikuyoi v'tikunoi. It's the base. Shal mizbeach melamato. So the goiva of the base is an amoktano. Eilu hakronis. Then we have a gvulo el svoso soviv eilu hakronis. Shehein amo alamo, which also an amo alamo. V'hai d'chsiv zeres o echot. It says that the shear of the kronis is a zeres. Me'emtsois rochboi shel kerem. If you'll go to the middle of the roichav of the kerem, Moide zereshu chatzi amo l'chol ruach. So then there's a chatzi amo from the middle to l'chol ruach, tava amo al amo. So in other words, it's from the emtsa, there's a zeres on each side. But when you add up to two, both of them will come out, it's an amo al amo. Vize gav mizbeach. Kloima ba'amo ktane zu nimda to amo shel mizbeach hazov. תחשיב בי אמו אולקוי ואמו רוחבי. ובמסכס מנוחס בפרק שתי הלחם בפורש לי להייקרו. The Gemara explains this פוסק. דאמו יסויד דקומרי בקטנו. The that what it says, דאמו יסויד דקומרי בקטנו, לאו ברויכב כניסס היסויד. We're not speaking about that the knesis are yisoid, when from the yisoid you go in an amo before you start the goiva of the mizbeach. We're not speaking about the roichev knesis, because that is an amo ba'shishot vohim. Ela begoiva ala yosoi. We're speaking about the height. Cheika mizbeach, we're speaking about the height of the yisoid. The omar mal, olo amo, vikonis amo zeh yisoid. Abu Reichev Aknisa, the Reichev of the Knisa, is Ba'amo Ba'shisha. Ba'amo Soiviv, and then the Mizbeach goes up another 5 Amis, and then there's another Knisa. Ba'amo Soiviv, Knisa Dilo, the Knisa of the Soiviv, is Ba'amo Ktano. V'loi hei Amis Shalali is Goiva, but the 5 Amis, from the Yisoid till the Soiviv, are not ba'amis ktanis. Le'amis shalali is goyve ba'amis ktanis. Kedisnan, ola chomesh, v'konis amo, zeh ha'soyve. So the soyve has to be of an amis ktanis. He says the pasuk is specifying which amis are amis ktanis. Ba'amis, which are amis ktanis? So it's v'cheiko amo, that's the goyve ha'yosoyve. Ba'amo reichet, that's the knisis ha'soyve. The Karnites, Loishna Goiven, Loishna Rochbon, Ba'amoktan. Hago, kasha mafuish bekunteres, this pshat. Ve'elu midois ha-mizbeach, ba'amois, that the mid, these midis of the mizbeach are ba'amois ktanois. Amo, that from an amo beininis, it will be an amo v'toifach, this pshat, that ba'amois means amois ktanois. So this pshat, shoma rabbeinu merabbi Yaakov bar Yochum. Ve'ata chozaboy. Now Rashi was choizer on this pshat. What is fair on this pshat? Two kashes. The kosher lay, masha tirgim yoinison, amo amo v'toifech, amso dihi amso upshach. So it seems from the targim yoinison that the targim yoinison is explaining the amo, dihi, that means ve'elu midos ha-mizbeach, which is an amo v'toifer. That means we're speaking about large amos. V'nimtza de ba'amo gedoylo mayri. We are speaking about an amo gedoylo. Dehi. V'oit im kedivrei hazoke. If pshat will be that we are speaking about the height, if we are speaking about Taisis ve'elu midos ha-mizbeach, we're speaking about the amos ktanos. We are speaking about the amos ktanos. Loi hoye loi lichtev v'cheik ki im cheik ha'amo. That means if with the pasuk is speaking about the amos ktanos, the way Rashi started ve'elu midos ha-mizbeach, the midos ha-mizbeach are ba'amos ktanos. Which midis are ba'amis ktanis? Cheik ha'amo. The cheik is an amo. Reiche v'gvulo svosa. That's an amo. Ba'amo reiche v'gvulo svosa. This is, so we're saying that the amis ktanis is the cheik. Not v'cheik. What is v'cheik? So the vav is out of place. Upirish lono rabbeinu hochi. That punkt verkehrt. L'maylo hiskir midos ha-mizbeach. The psukim before we're speaking about the rest of the midos of the mizbeach. V'ariel shteim esrei amo v'sham midoiso. V'ariel is the mokim hamaroch of the mizbeach. V'ato kach omar hakosuf. Eile midos ha-mizbeach she'amarti loch, the midos which were mentioned till now. Hakel nimdedu ba'amo shehi amo v'toifach. All these are measured with big amos. So memele, the ve'ele is going on the midos which were previously mentioned in the previous psukim. And these are measured with amos ba'shisha tvochim. But then it says, v'cheik, but, This is not a pirish. The cheik, but the yisod, shu yisod, eino nimdad. Ela ba'amish yama ktana, blei ba'amish yama v'toifach. Ba'ata divre yenis in benazil kayomim. Kein shamati v'ike adkan hago. So memele, so fakir, so the machlokes between the first lashon and the second lashon is ve'elu midis ha-mizbeach are going on the midis which we will mention later. So then we have to say it's speaking about midos ktanei, so it's going on the midos which were mentioned before, then we say it's going on midos gdolos. Let us see Tosfos. Ve'eile midos ha-mizbeach, ba'amos, amo, amo, v'toifach. Perish bekunteres, ba'amos ktanois. That was speaking about amos ktanois, that was the first part of Rashi. Sheyesh ba'amo beininis amo v'toifach me'ilu. V'koshe v'loi havelei l'michtov v'cheik bevov. It shouldn't have said v'cheik bevov. Kiven dekoi bo'amois. Since this is going on the amois, so this is the pirish. We're talking about the amois ktanets. V'nirik ma'ishe pirish rashi be'perish sheheskol. The perish ba'amois amo amos gdolos. Dehi shehi amo v'toifach. B'shel amo ba'asei. Amas Doilas, which is an Amma, and a Tetevach of an Amma Basay. V'chein Tegim Yainis, and Ba'amsa Dehi Amsa Pshach. These are speaking about big Amas, which are an Amma and a Tetevach of the Heitvach. V'koyashar Amas Amas Beyach. And V'cheik, but V'cheik, V'cheik Ha'amo Hoyu Ktanais, but V'cheik Amas, this is speaking about Ktanais. Zog de Gemara weiter. Oma Rabchie Barashi Oma Rab. Shiurin, Chatzitzin, Umechitzin, Aloche Lamoisha Misinai. That these three in Yonim, Shiurin, Chatzitzin, Umechitzin, are Aloche Lamoisha Misinai. Shvek de Gemara, Shiurin de Reisu, the Shiurei Toiri don't eat Aloche Lamoisha Misinai. It's enough in the Posik. Tachsiv, Eretz, Chita, Sa'oira, Geffen, Berimain. Ba'omar Avchonon, Kol HaPosuk Hazeh L'Shiyurim Nema. This Posuk was said for Shiyurim. What's Pshat? Chita L'Chdisna, HaNichnas L'Beis HaMnuge. If a person enters a Beis HaMnuge, V'Keilov Al Kseifov, and his begodim are on his shoulders. He's not wearing his begodim. He's just carrying them on his shoulders. Bisandalov and his shoes, v'taboisov, biyodov. And he's carrying his shoes and his tabois. Not wearing, carrying. So memele, so the halach is, hu v'heim t'meim miyad. So as soon as they enter the Beis HaMnuge, it becomes tamei right away. Ubo abo alabayis, it says it becomes tamei. So it's considered he entered the bayis and the begodim entered the bayis. As soon as you enter the bayis, you become tamei. Hoya lovush kelov. What if he was wearing his begodim? Besandalov beraglo, and he's wearing his shoes. Betaboisov beetzboisov, he's wearing his rings. So then. The begodim are a tuffle to the loivish. So then there's a different shir already. Is u tomei miyad, abo alabayis is tomei miyad. Vehein tohoirim, and they do not become tomei right away. They're toir ad sheyishe bechdei achilas pras. Till he'll wait in the Beis HaMnuge, the time that it takes to eat an achilas pras of pas chitim, veloi pas sa'ir. Pas chitim is eaten quicker than pas sa'irim. So memela, the time it takes to eat a half of a pas chitim, so memela, that is the shear of tumim. That says va'oichel babayis, so means an achile of a half of a paschite. Now this achile is as follows: Masiv, he's laying down. The meaning of laying down is that he's completely involved in eating. He's nothing else is on his mind. He's not doing anything else. Va'oichel beliftot. So this is the quickest way that one can eat a pras of a half of a pas chitim. So memele, so in other words, this is the shir of bechdei achilas pras. And if a person was in the Beis HaMnuge, the amount of time it would take to eat achdei achilas pras, which lalochet, since we hear from 2 minutes to 9 minutes, so then his begodim become tummy. Let us see Rashi. Shiurim shenosnu chachomim lechol dovo. Kigoin, kizayis, dam, chelev, pigel, venoisa. Kizayis min hameis, shemetame bo'oyel. Bishar shiurim de meforish lekamon. It's very interesting. Rashi does not mention shiurei mitzvah. And there's a kizayis matzah, kizayis morer. Kizayis mina pesach, I mean the Ashiyure mitzvah also, which Rashi doesn't mention. Chatzitzin, chatzitze apoiseles betvilo. Umechitzin, hilchais mechitze. שהיא גבויה עשורה, ואת המינימום הייתה במחיץ הזה עשורה, וכן שער הלכי סהו הלוך אל המוישה מסיני. לשיורים נאמר, וכל אלו משארים בהן דבורים אחרים. That all that, so the Gemara asked, why didn't you look at Moshe Mi-Sinai? The Pasuk tells us all these dvorim that you measure with, and you measure other things with them. So the Gemara says, Chita comes to tell us a pas shel Chita. And that's how you measure Bechdei Achilas Pras. Kelov al Kseifov, V'sandolov V'taba'oisov B'yodov. He's not wearing these begodim. Derech malbish. Dumya de kelev al kseifo. Just like kelev al kseifo, he's carrying it. He's not wearing it. Hu vehein tmeim miyad. Sha'af hein boin alabayis. This is also habo alabayis. They entered the house. Uchsiv, because they are not a nitpal to the loivish. He's not a loivish. So he's coming into the house and they're coming to the house. Siva Bola Bayis becomes Tomei right away. Hoya Lovush Kalov, Vehain Kulom Derech Levishosan, Kluyim Begodov. Now already it is not considered an entity Bifnei Atzmoi. Now these are Big Day Haloivish, Ube Taylor Metzloi. Now it becomes bottle to him, so it's not considered Haboa Bayis. Uchsiv, so here it says a different share. For oichel bebayis, yechabe says begodov. That if he was there, he ate in the bayis, the shinibateris kaine mikrot the high oichel lav achila mamish, not that he doesn't have to poil to eat in the bayis, ela sheyisha, kidei shir achila, he should remain there shir achila, ubebiye beloy shehiye, eine mitame begodov. Now, how long is the Shia? The Shia is Kedei Achilas Pras. So Pras, or Rashi says, Dalet Beyim, Hein Mozoin Tzude Beinenis. This Pras is a Shira Pas that's as large as Dalet Beyim. Pras, Loshen Pruse, Sheshiaru Bachatzi Kiker Ha'omo Be'erev. This is half of the Kiker that is mentioned by Erev. The Be'inon by Eruvin Yenida Mozain Beisudeis was Nam Hosom. Half of this Kikar is Chetcha Lebeis Amnuge. That half of it is Lebeis Amnuge Beper Keitza. Pas Chitim Ein Shoye Bo Ke Pas Soirim. Meisev Shia Zu Behesebe Shiaru. That the Shia is the time it takes to eat it Behesebe. V'loi B'necheles Ba'mide V'hoilach U'bo. Where he's not completely involved in the achilah, shu shoya b'achilah sayos, and then takes more time to eat. Ba'oich lo belifta, shenecheles maya. The pas is eaten quicker if he eats it together with lifta. So that is the chita of the pasuk. Sa'oira, what is the sa'oira? This nan. Etzem ki sa'oira mitamei b'mago uvimaso, ve'enei mitame ba'oya. And that's the size of a soire is metame b'maga b'masa. So Rashi says, "Veine metame b'oil, shum etzem b'loy boso, ad sheyehei shom shedre." We had a kezayis boso is metame b'oil, but an etzem without any boso, so there it is only metame if one of three cases: either sheyehei shom shedre shleimo, complete shedre. Oy gulgoilis, or a skull, oy roiv minyonai bei shekayim v'yerech achas, oy roiv minyonai kuf chof hei eivor. So that is the shir sa'ira. Geffen kidei revius yayin lenozer. And the shir of Geffen is revius yayin lenozer l'chayvay malkis, that if a nozer will drink a revius yayin, is chayiv malkis. Let us see Tosfos. Zog Tosfos, Geffen kidei revius yayin lenozer. Peirish Rashi lechayvay malkis. V'koshe deloy avedumye ba'achini, v'misharinim bohu mili achini. Rashi yishrek lech shver, all the other Eretz Chita means your Meshayer, Hilchis, tumis beis hamenuge with a pashal chita soire yemishayer an etzem with the shir of soire to be mitamba b'maga b'mas. Now what is this revi yishayin lenozer? What are you mishayer? It says gefen. So gefen is amin. So you're just telling me, so what are you telling me? A shir doesn't say revius in the Torah. And, yayin, so you learn Parshas Nozer, and you'll also know that Nozer is also b'yayin. So what is this Pasuk telling us? Before we see Taisus Pshat, the Gram Horovitz wants to say, that's me means to say this in Rashi, that Rashi held that Geffen does not mean over here the vine, the grapevine. Geffen means wine, number one. And in order to have a cheshivas of wine, it has to be a revius. That means a revius of yayin is called Geffen. That's how the Gram Horovitz wants to say. So Mamela sounds very good. So Mamela, Geffen is also a shir. Geffen means, if you translate Geffen, that is a revia shel yain. A revia shel yain is called Geffen. So Mamela, lechaive malkis. So you need Geffen to be mechaive malkis. The nire, Taisis does not like Abshat. The nire keperish Rashi the sukkah. The pirish. Shim ochal anovim v'chartzanim v'lulovim migefen. That we're speaking about not shtiyas yayin, not speaking about a revius of drinking wine. No, we're speaking about a revius of achilas anovim v'chartzanim v'lulovim migefen. Ikel aman diyama b'revius. That in order to be chayev on the achila of these minim, you have to eat a revius. Period. So that's what we'll see later in Taisus. That is a machlokes tanoi. Now what is the pasuk telling us? The pasuk is telling us, v'zeh biyayin misharino. The chiddush of the pasuk is that the shiel, you have to measure the anovim. You have to measure the anovim begefen. So the Goynyakev explains the drosh a little bit, that the drosh is as follows. That the posik is speaking about your meshayer begefen. So if the posik, now gefen means labdavke wine. Gefen means kolayotzim in ayayim. It could be anovim, it could be chatzanim, it could be wine also. So now, if the Pasuk is telling us that, so can't the Pasuk can't mean you Mishaya wine with wine, which doesn't make sense. Can't tell us you Mishaya Anovim with Anovim, it also doesn't make sense. So the Pasuk means to tell us you Mishaya Anovim with Yayin. That in order, since the Isar Anovim is, the Isar Anovim is a Shir Revius, the Shir Revius is measured with Yayin and not with another Mashke. That is pshat in the drosha. V'zeh b'yayin misharinen. We're mishaya b'yayin. Now, what does that mean? Sheyikach kois molayayin. A person takes a kois molayayin. Molay means till the top. V'yosim boy olim v'lulovim. Now, he'll start dropping into this kois olim v'lulovim. Kishir mash ochel, the shir what he ate. That means this is the amount he ate. Now we're going to see if this amount is a revius. V'im yetz a revius, if from the amount he ate, you have a nice picture in the Peirush Chai. He brings down, this is picture 22, that we have here a kois shel yayin, and we're putting in, and this kois shel yayin, is so the shear where is, let's say there's a kais underneath it, that holds a revius. So if the anovim and lulovim will spill out when you put this into the kais, a revius, the amount of anovim and lulovim and chatzanim that have to be put in to make, to displace a revius yayin, So Mamela, that is considered a revius of Chatzanim Banom. So he says as follows. V'ze b'yayim misharim, sheyikach kois molei yayim. Molei does not mean over the brim. Molei means it's full. V'yosem boy olim. Now you put into this kois olim v'lolovim kishir mashoch. V'im yeitze revius chayim. If a revius will displace the amount he ate, if that can displace a revius, is chayim. Now what is the inyan that you have to measure this with yayin? So the inyan is as follows. Im ho yobo l'shayer b'mayim. If you would be m'shayer b'mayim, we try to figure out a revius by putting the anovim and the lulovim and the chatzanim into mayim. So let us, for practical purposes, say, take an imaginary number. That let's say, 55 chatzanim is, by mayim would be moitzia revius. Or yoytzia revius bepochis. So in mayim you need 55 chatzanim to displace a revius. By yayin, 55 is not enough. You need 65 chatzanim to displace a revius. Why? She'ein nigdoshim al svasa keili kemoi yayin. That means when you start, if you have a kois molei shel yayin, when you start putting in the chatzanim, it doesn't overflow. If the level of the yayin goes over the brim of the kois, but it stays there. Because since it's a dova ov, so it does not... For practical purposes, we need an extra 10 chatzanim in order to displace a revius of yayin. The Gram Horovitz is ma'orer on this pshat. He says it is very, very unclear. He explains as follows. Tzorich iyun. The imkain leipsike shiure. That means this will buy that you have to put in so much chatzanim that you should displace yai. Fine, good. You don't work with mayim. You work with yai. But he says it matters how the kais looks. The bekli gavoya vikotza. What if you have a tall, thin kli? Is goit shay muet? So the goitish is much smaller. If you have a large kli, so there's a larger goitish. There's no standard shear. Yayin alone is not a criteria. You have to know how the kais is shaped. The su, the vadai kshesvosoi ovo goit shay rabo. That means if it has a thick rim, so there'll be a larger goydish. And no one ever bothered to tell us the shear of the kais. There's no shear of the kais. And mamela, the amount of displacement to this, the amount of chatzanim that are needed to displace a revius a yayin depends upon the shape of the kais and on the thickness of the rim of the kais. But oi, the vada, and then he has the vada gametchila yemole begoidish kshemole begodish lipsay. That means if you want to figure out a displacement, you don't just fill up the kois to the top; you fill it up till the brim. So that's called a kois mole. By yain, that's a kois mole. And then we start putting in the chatzanim. We'll do this, and the mele will end up with the same shear of yain. That's why he says the first pshat. That the Behochi Mikri Geffen, Revius of Yain is called Geffen, and that's a one step shot in our Rashi. Al Koponim, Taisvis does not learn like this. Taisvis learns that the Posik is telling us that you measure a Revius of Chatzanim with the displacement of Yain and not with the displacement of Mayim. V'chiyai gavna, we have a similar halacha, tanya b'teisefta. What does it say in the teisefta? Keitzad yase, mevi kois mole yayim. Here the Gemara is speaking about if you, there's a Tana that holds that the Shir, we're going according to a Tana that holds that the Shir Achilas Chatzanim is Berevias. There's a Tana that holds that the Shir Shtiyas Yain is Bekezayis. So the Tana says, Keitzad Yase, how do you measure a Kezayis of Yain? Maybe Kois Mole Yain. You bring a Kois Mole Yain. Or maybe Zayis Aguri. And then you take a Zayis, the Noisein Lesoichoi, and you drop the Zayis Aguri into the Yain, the Sheifeya. Im Shoso Ki Yoitze Boi Chayiv, Vim Lav Potter Divre Rabbi Kiva. Now, this halacha Rabbi Kiva holds that you have to drink a Kezayis of Yain. But the Shaila is, why do you have to measure a Kezayis of Yain with Yain? You can measure kezayis of yayin with water, and you have, let's say, a certain amount of liquid, and then if you have the similar amount of liquid, that is a kezayis of yayin. So vaistachos, if you measure with yayin, say it's also the same cheshmen. And here it is a gevaldik chumre that we have to understand. We put in a zayis into a kois shel yayin. The displacement will be less than a zayis because as soon as it starts displacing, It's nigdash on the svasa keli. So whatever comes out is let's say it'll come out theoretically 3/4 of a kezayis. So memela, if it comes out 3/4 of a kezayis, so that is the kezayis of yayin by shtiyas yayin. So memela, we see such a svore that you measure with yayin. So Taisvah says, hu adin, according to the Tana that holds that the Shir Achilas Chatzanim is Berevias, the Revias is also measured with the displacement of Yain. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Imer, Eine Chayiv at Sheyishte Revias Yain. That one is only Chayiv at Sheyishte Revias Yain. Va'osei Lishmaitin ki Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That, so we'll see later, Tesis is going to say that even though in this Baraisa, there's a machloikis in the Shir Shtiye, that Rabbi Kiva holds the Shir Shtiye as a Kezayis, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds the Shir Shtiye as a Revias. But Hu Adin, Lagabi the Shir Achila is also the same. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Shir Achila will also be the Revias. So our sugya is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that just like by Shtiyas Yain the Shir is Revias, who adin by Achilas Chartzanim, it is also Bishir Revias, and you measure Revias of the displacement of Chartzanim with Yain. Obepeirik Gimel Minim Tnan, we learn to Meseches Nozer as follows. Einei Chayiv ad sheyoichal anovim Kezayis. He's only chayiv on achila if he eats anovim kezayis. This is that achila is bekezayis. Mishnah Rishayna Amru ad sheyishter revias. Yes, now the Tanakam is speaking about achilas anovim. The Mishnah Rishayna is speaking about shtiyas yain that the shir is revias. Rabbi Kiva Omer by Achila Afilo Nozer Sheshore Pitoy Biyayin Yesh by Kedei Letzarev Kezayis Chayiv. Kiva is Machadish by Achila Zedin of Hetam Etzav Leiser, and Yechayiv Afilo even less than a Kezayis of Yayin. The Tama Bigmore Tanekame Medame Lohu Isurei Nozer Achila Lishtiye. Now who's this Tanekame? Perish Tanekame, Hainu Mishnah Rishayne. The Mishnah Rishayne that says that the Iser is Bishtiyas Revias Yayin, Achi Yishta Revias Yayim. So the Gemara says, here we have a Gemara. Well, we didn't have such a thing yet, that the Achille of Chatzanim is also Berevias. But now we have a Gemara. Tanekame medamelo isurei nozer achila lishtiye. Perish tanekame haino mishne rishayne. And the mishne rishayne holds that shtiye is berevias. Medame achila lishtiye. So achila is also berevias. Uboi bachilas alen vilulovim nami revias. If he holds that Achila also needs a revius, so why did he speak about Shtiyah? The first Tana in the Barais, which is not the Midrash, which is the Mishnah Achroine, speaks about Achila b'Kezayis. And he holds Achila's b'Revius. So what's right about Shtiyah's Revius? V'Norkat v'Masnis in Shtiyah Mishim d'Achila Mino Yalfina. Because the Shir Achila we learn out from Shtiyah, so Memele, so therefore the Shir is Revius. How is one able to learn out Achila from Shtiyah? The time of Mishum Dersiv, so Tosis brings up an egen adrosha by Tosis, Mishum Dersiv, lo yishte trei zimni. So we say that the second lo yishte is coming, that Achila also has the shir shtia. V'loi chosh leforish elo time of the Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara only says time of the Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Kiva holds that the shir shtia is b'kezayis. Given the Omar Krov Anovim Lachim Vyveshim Loyoichal is Machila Bekezayas Avkol Bekezayas. So he learns out from Achila. Here it says Klora Ashir Achila. So Mamelos, everything is Bekezayas. Voho de Noket Achila be Mishnachain. If we say according to Rabbi Kiva, the Shir of Shti is also Bekezayas, so why did he mention Achila Mishum Deshtiyah Yalfina Minei? V'chol Chad Noket Midi Diyalef Minei. So each one is speaking about the Mekor of the Limud. So Memele, so the one who holds that you learn out from Achila, so he mentions it in Achila, but everything is Bekezayis. The one who learns out from Shtiyah holds everything is Revius. V'im Taima V'aktoisves Amir Dekekash U'mikol Mokim my nafke mino l'shayer b'yay. But what is the nafke mina if you're mishayer? So now what are we saying? We're saying that you have to be mishayer a revius of chartzanim b'yay. V'aloi kli ha-machzik revius. A kli, what is the shir revius? Hu beyo u-machze. That is a beyo machze. So now, how are we going to, we have to measure a revius of yayin. Now, what is a revius of yayin? A revius of yayin is the displacement of a beya umachze. So the first, how are we going to measure the revius of yayin? So the first time we're going to take a kais full of yayin, we're going to put into this kais a beya umachze. Now, when this displacement of a beya umachze, how much will come out? Will come out, when you put in a bay of machts in the kais, will come out the displacement of a bay in a fourth, because the yayin is nidgash, will come out a bay in four. But this is a revius of yayin. So now, so it's a revius of yayin is a bay in a fourth. So memela, now you put in chatanim, you also end up with a bay in a fourth. You do the same thing with water, you'll take a bay of machts, so it'll come out a bay of machts. So you put, so you'll put chartzanim into water, it'll also come out of beyo machze. Frektach Teisvis, the whole thing is ridiculous. Whatever, you have to end up with a revius. The taich of a revius is the displacement of a beyo machze. So your first, the second displacement has to be equal to the first displacement. So you displace yayin with a beyo machze, it'll come out of beyo revius. So memele, so equivalent to this beya machze, which the displacement is a beya revius, you'll do with chatzanim. The same thing, you'll do it with water, it'll come out of beya machze, so that'll be the equivalent with chatzanim. But you're gonna end up with the same shear. Whatever you, since you're starting off to measure a revius, a displacement of a revius, so first we have to see what the displacement of a revius is. So lamaise, vatachtaisis, you're gonna end up with the same shear. If you measure the revius in yayin, if you measure the revius in mayim, that's Taisvis Kashi. Vim taima, umikol moke mainavke mino l'shayir b'yayin. V'loikli ha-machzik revius, hu beyo machze. That the shir is beyo machze. Uma shemapel beyo machze. So whatever a beyo machze will displace, bein yayin u bein mayim, whatever will displace im shiur Alan v'lulavim sha'ochel yapilu kol kach chayim. So memele, there's no difference between yayin and mayim. So that's amir dike kasha and rashish pshat. Before we go further, let us see the end of Tosfos. Tosfos fa'emphas this kasha. It is around 8 lines from the bottom of this Tosfos. V'gam leperish akuntaris kosha may nafkemina. What is the nafkemina if you're mishayel with yayin or mayim? V'li nire de leperish akuntaris lekosha klav. And so Tosfos had a teretz up his sleeve. The revi'ah shel teretz. There are two ways to measure a revi'ah. One way is a displacement of a be'yo machze. The other way is as ba'ayim al as ba'ayim. Kedemrinim ba'arvei psoch. V'zehu ma'she ma'pel be'ye in this shir of as ba'ayim al as ba'ayim is how much a beya umachze is mapel from mayim. Machze zehu mashe mapel beya umachze min hamayim. Lefi cheshben de memso de mikve. So that means a beya umachze, which will displace water of a beya umachze, is the area of the keli which will be machzik this water is etzba'ayim al etzba'ayim. So now, v'hashte misharinen olim v'lulavim she'ochal kishir she'apilu min hayayin kli molei etzba'ayim al tzba'ayim. So you take, you measure a revius not with a be'yo machze. You measure a revius with a keli that's etzba'ayim al tzba'ayim. That is the same, that is a true revius. Now you have to be mapel, so much yayin that will fill up a keli, or that is etzba'ayim al etzba'ayim. Shuhu shir godol. This is a shir godol. Le'mesharinin sheyapilu, le'meshvin kishir sheyapilu min amayim. We're not meshaya how much chatzanim will be mapel min amayim. Shuhu davamut, as we mentioned before, chatzanim min amayim. Will displace etzba'ayim al etzba'ayim in 55 chatzanim. And in order to displace etzba'ayim al etzba'ayim by yayin, you have to use 65 chatzanim. So meila, that's b'emes in a gishmak of teretz and Tosfos kasha. What does Tosfos answer on this kasha? Tosfos is going in the kasha that you measure a revius with a beyo machze. So if you measure a revius with a beyo machze, so you're going to end up with the same shir. However, you're going to get your revius, you're going to end up with a shir of beyo machze. Be a shloimer the nafke mino im yesh keli shemachzik ma shemapel beyo umachze min hayayim. If you have a keli now that is machzik abeyo machze min hayayin, which we said theoretically, this keli holds abeyo revia. Shlo yishayer alin v'lulovin b'kais molei mayim. So that means this is the beyo revias. This is the shear of a revias of yayin. So now the pasuk is telling us that you should not fill up such a keli, shleishayer alen v'lulovin b'kais molei mayim, achi yismalei akeli. You don't measure, you don't fill up this keli, which is nisoi abeya revius, and you'll displace mayim to fill up this keli. Shazeh akeli, eine machzik beya machzo min hamayim, she'enam ovim kemo yayim. This keli that we measured a beya matzah from yayin, so memela, this is not the shir of a beya matzah min amayim, because beya matzah min amayim there would be a larger displacement. So memela, so that's pshat. If you have a beya matzah of yayin, you should not measure, you should not use the shir of Beya Machzah with Mayim.